This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome aboard into the studio with the smell of grease. You know, grease has kind of gone away with cars, of course, but not when it comes to barn finds. You need to still grease those greasy zirks on those old cars. Yeah, today here on Auto World, I got a barn find for you. Been sitting in the garage for over 40 years, worth a lot of money. We're going to get to that story here on Auto World. Today, second hour, one more hour left, and then next week will be the last show of Auto World. Genesis Communications folks are shutting down, so that means Auto World's no longer, unless another network grabs me, and that takes money, folks. It takes money, and sponsorship needs to be in place to pay for everything. And, of course, I know you work for no, you go to work and not have a wage either, right? No. You're paid for our knowledge. 48 years of doing, I'm an ASC certified master technician, and as you know that, though you've been listening for many years, and I guess my file cabinet up in my head is still there. It's still going to be working. I'm still working. I'm still doing the auto repair a little bit, of course, and consulting will always still be there for you. So just remember the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio, that's all one word, lowercase, @yahoo.com, and let's stay in touch. Absolutely. But next week is our Auto World's last show. Today I've got, we're going to go trackside. We've got Jeff, motorsports wrestler. He is trackside. Wait till you hear this update that he has for us. He'll be doing another update for us next week, and that'll be the last one, too. Deer, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You got to be careful on those mountain roads. There's a lot of deer with four legs. I'm talking about the deer that's green. I gave you a little glimpse of the green over there on my Facebook page. The address is my name, Mark Evans. That's not going away, by the way. Auto World Radio, we're going to keep that alive. There's a glimpse. Is it true? We'll find out this hour. Is there a four-door deer coming? Maybe they're doing it because if you're driving one of the four-door deers down the mountain road, maybe the four-legged deer runs out of the way quicker. I don't know. We'll find out. Also, do you have a battery in your automobile? No. You don't drive an EV, huh? You don't, do you? But you have a battery, folks. You have to have something to ignite the starter. Once the starter gets ignited from the battery juice, 12 volt, 48 volt, 6 volt, whatever it might be. Yeah, 6 volt. The old cars. But I'm even talking the electric cars I bought for my grandkids. They're 6 volt. They push the go pedal, the juice pedal on the electric car there, the little plastic little car, and off they go. A battery recall is coming your way. As promised on the first hour, too, I'm not going to hold it off here unless we run out of time. I was going to do it on the third hour, but yeah, I'm not trying to pick on that company Ford. I've got a Chevrolet pick also coming up your way here on this hour. So I'd like to make sure that you know that I like all brands. All brands. I really do. I honestly, I love them all. I own quite a few cars. I have quite a few different brands and models in my garage. And that means one thing. I love automobiles. I love metal, fiberglass, plastic, whatever they're made of. Why, though? Because I just love the what you've done for all of us, you folks that are listening, of course, that are in the working on the assembly lines and working for the car companies and touching and building and designing and thinking and bringing up. How many of you out there have thought of something at your automobile repair, automobile manufacturer job, something, a job that you have that has everything to do with automobiles, and you took it, you know, you just delivered it to your boss on the boss's desk, and you said, I've got an idea to make this work better. and they grab it and they go with it, and you and they want you to patent it. Only certain car manufacturers let the employees grab and get a patent. And of course, say you have to sign off on it, and you don't own it anymore; they own it. But what I'm saying is, thank you. I want to give you a hand because give you a hand. Thank you because if. Well, like it's just talking about the history of car wash, it was started back in 1914, and there was no glass windows, and everything got wet, including you. Hey, that's why they wore the goggles back then. They didn't want the friggin' water in their eyes at the manual push car wash. No. So you're thinking, let's put glass here. Let's put doors on this thing. Let's get the door hinge to work correctly. Let's get, it goes, you know, yeah, you didn't really reinvent the wheel, but you just made the wheel a little bit better. Thank you. Yeah, what happened to the bumpers? They're hidden underneath the fiberglass. You can't see them anymore. Why did they do that, you ask? Because of wind. Wind. See, if you put a 1940 and 1930s car that has the bumpers out there sticking in front or behind you in a wind tunnel, that's going to make some noise on that car when it's hitting 50 miles an hour going down the highway. Yeah. Get rid of the thing. Let's put the reinforcement behind the fiberglass so it's... slithers through the wind. Yep. See, on ride drives in the past here that I've been on, they ask me, what'd you think? As I'm riding, driving it. Round town, round the corner, stop, go, up the hill, down the hill. NASCAR track, you betcha. TireRack.com, test track, 10 acres, wet surface, you got it. Full throttle. I'm pushing the juice pedal coming out of the chicane at 120 mile an hour. I love it. But, what do you think, Mark? Well, I think your mirrors are pretty noisy. What do you mean? Well, I was driving your car. We did the test track yesterday, but we drove the car out here today down the freeway at 85 miles an hour, and it's noisy for some reason. And so I, you know, went to put the mirrors in, and it got a little quieter. Oh, so we know what that does, folks, is it tells the engineers and you to redesign the mirrors for us. So we're really quiet. That's right. Let's do it. Let's get to the barn find. Today, you know, there's not too many barns left either anymore either. You know, they're restoring those things. I think there's a TV show on that. Yeah, absolutely there is. Yeah, parked for 40 years. Well, parked 40 years ago, a 1940 Packard 120. It was found. The Packard, the 1940 120 was found, folks. That's right. And when I say find, a barn find. Yeah. You know, it's been around for, well, quite a few years, but it was sitting for 40 years, this Packard. You know how it was found? On Craigslist. They found it on Craigslist. It was found, located actually in Cedar Hill, Missouri. It was for sale for $15,000, OBO, or best offer. Yeah. $15,000 for a 1940 Packard 120. You know what that's worth today? $100,000 and over. It's perfect shape. It's dusty. It had to go through the car wash. It had a couple mice in it, of course. They liked it. But 40 plus years sitting. You think the brake pedal felt like a plum when you pushed on it? Yes, sir. The bumpers look pretty fair, too, with a little bit of chrome on them. The iconic Packard name, folks, the goddess of speed, the hood ornament, still perched right where it belongs, right up on top. Known for the goddess of speed. Ask the man who owns one. That's one of their slogans. This car still had good upholstery in it. Still tight. Doors were tight, so the mice really didn't get in it. 282 cubic inch. Inline 8-cylinder flathead power plant. Good barn flying. Good barn find. Dang it, I wish I would have found it. I don't have $15,000. Oh, well. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back. Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler. Let's go trackside. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, well, honored to have you with us in the Auto World car since 1992. Appreciate it, folks. Next week will be the last show of Auto World. Genesis Communications closing up, closing down, and off the air we are. Let's get to the gentleman that's been with us for quite a few years also. Let's go trackside to Jeff Motorsports Bressler.
Hi, Mark, and hello, motorsports fans. Welcome to the Auto World Motorsports Update. You know, over the course of more than 75 years, all the major racing sanctioning bodies, from NASCAR to Formula One to NHRA drag racing, and virtually everything in between, have proven to be a highly effective showcase for automakers competing for victories on the track and new car sales off the track. It wasn't long after the first NASCAR strictly stock division race in 1949, run on the sands of Daytona Beach, Florida, that automakers really began to understand what a valuable tool NASCAR racing, as well as all forms of racing at the time, were to promote their brands and sell more automobiles. Back in the 1950s, in Bristol, Rhode Island, a gentleman named Bob Tasca Sr. had a passion for both NHRA drag racing cars and the consumer automotive industry. He was able to combine these two elements together. He purchased a Ford dealership and also raced NHRA on the weekends. Tasca was credited with one of the most famous terms used in racing, that being, win on Sunday, sell on Monday. He invented the phrase to justify manufacturer entries in motorsports as the ultimate marketing tool. The term win on Sunday, sell on Monday has seen great days for the automotive industry, as well as not-so-great periods like during economic downturns or the COVID pandemic. But whether through good times or temporary downturns, one thing is true. Many fans decide on which production brand of automobile to purchase as a direct result of their passion for a specific driver, manufacturer, or team. A case in point, team owner Rick Hendrick put the website for his vast network of dealerships on the hood of his NASCAR Kyle Larson-driven machine in 2023. Kyle started winning races, which company officials say drove traffic to HendrickCars.com that netted $1.8 million in leads, over $5 million in television exposure, and more importantly, the ultimate sale of numerous Chevrolets. I know over the years I have purchased both Fords and Chevrolets based on my racing preferences at the time. How about you? This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Thanks, Jeff, Motorsports Bressler. I appreciate it. Good report, my brother. I appreciate it. Thank you. Talking about racing and prices. So, folks, over at Bring a Trailer here this last week, NASCAR, you can actually purchase a NASCAR on Bring a Trailer. And, in fact, the Casey Kane 2008 Dodge Charger NASCAR race car sold. Where? BAT, Bring a Trailer. 2008 Dodge Charger. Guess what color? Red. Budweiser red, because it's a Bud number 9 car. It's sold. Number 9 car, Budweiser car, sponsored by Budweiser. The winning bid of this 2008 Casey Kane 2008 Dodge Charger NASCAR race car, $35,259. For a mere $35,000, you could have drove the Bud NASCAR Dodge Bud NASCAR Charger right there to work every day. I missed it. I guess I had to find $35,000. Anyway, yeah, can you imagine what your loan officer would say at the bank? Yeah, I'd like to buy a new car. Well, new to me, but it's a used car. I'm looking at buying a NASCAR. It's not street legal, and they go left. Hopefully your work, where you go to work, is left. I left. Oh, by the way, Eddie, the engine emailer, is not here today or next week either. We gave him a hug and said goodbye to him, so he's gone. Maybe he's the guy that bought the $35,259 Bud NASCAR. Anyway, thank you, Jeff Motorsports Wrestler, for the Auto World Motorsports Update. It is the truth, folks. You might not think that you've purchased your automobile and your car, your truck. You don't even watch NASCAR. Maybe you don't even care about drag racing. Maybe you don't care about sprint car racing. Maybe you don't even care about racing in general. But I guarantee you saw an ad. I guarantee it. You saw an ad somewhere out there on this planet showing and talking about NASCAR. Yeah. Well, let's talk about a little farming now. Without farming, we wouldn't have food. We wouldn't have grocery stores to go eat at or buy our food and then come home and eat it. Yes, one of the colors that we all know about is the green and the yellow. The green and the yellow, or the yellow and the green. It's John Deere. I have a John Deere riding lawnmower. Beautiful machine. Oh, yeah, only when I wax it up. It is waxed, by the way. Try to keep everything clean. If you keep things clean, especially your riding lawnmower that has grass and dirt coming up there, and it just lasts longer period. The brand new, it's a concept. It's the brand new John Deere 2025 pickup. It could be coming. It's a concept. It's a concept truck. That means that they have one out. It has zero VIN number on it now. They're planning and thinking of building it, and it's all on behalf of you and I, if we decide we like it and we want it. So John Deere, they've been out there in the fields forever. Why not have a striking design of a four-door green pickup that's very aggressive looking, like the big old boy tractor, the big old girl tractor. Oh, yeah. It's high performance, reinforced chassis. It's got an intelligent suspension and a powerful engine under the John Deere four-door pickup truck. Kind of give you an idea here. It kind of looks like a Ford, but it's got belched-out fenders on it. Oh, yeah, beefy, because the tires look like the John Deere industrial machinery-type tires. Wide, tall, running boards that go from the front tire to the back tire. Green, got the yellow Deere on the front. The new John Deere pickup 2025. It's going to be an incredible machine, they're promising us. Developed by the team of visionaries at Garage Master. Bring it on, I love it. John Deere pickup truck, why not? We take a little short break. When we come back, a battery recall?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. At least one death in Oklahoma is being blamed on the severe weather that's ripping through the state. As the cleanup continues on Sunday in Hughes County, at least one person died in the town of Holdenville, where at least 14 homes were either damaged or destroyed by possible tornadoes. Search and rescue operations are underway in several counties in Oklahoma with heavy damage reported. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia amid the ongoing war in Gaza. An Israeli foreign ministry official says Blinken will then visit Israel on Tuesday as talks continue for a potential ceasefire and hostage release deal. This as the White House says protests on university campuses across wants a country against the Israel-Hamas war must be peaceful, and they condemn the anti-Semitic language and threats of violence seen at some of the demonstrations. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, whatever day you're listening to me on. Thank you. Appreciate it over the years. Absolutely. Have a great time, of course. Costs money to be on the radio, though, folks. A lot of money. Things have changed. But with that, let's get to the Hemi. Hey, that costs money, too. What would you Hemi? That's a name for a Chrysler engine, of course. Well, as just this last week, Mopar enthusiasts celebrated Hemi Day. Yeah, they call it Hemi Day. And basically, what can you Hemi? That's the question. What that means is, what would you put a Hemi in? Well, we've got quite a few pictures. Well, I don't know how many pictures we got. Well, we did put a few pictures up there on my Facebook page, Mark Evans and Auto World Radio. Instagram, I believe we did something over there. Instagram account is, it's not going away. Like the show, unless we do sign a contract with the network. The address is Auto World Media over there on Instagram. What would you, Chrysler Group, embrace the iconic Gen 3 Hemi engine by launching the What Can You Hemi contest back in 2005? Yes. Well, this contest, folks, captured the imagination of all the enthusiasts across the United States and Canada, inviting them to dream up unique applications for the legendary Hemi power plant. So with that, how would you like to have a Hemi-powered snowblower? Oh, yeah! Woo. Well, I did put a turbocharger on my leaf blower. I don't know if I can put a Hemi underneath my leaf blower hand. Anyway, yeah, Imagine a snowblower armed with the heart of a 345 horsepower, 375 pound-feet of torque, 5.7-liter Hemi V8. Well, Tim, I'll keep his last name hidden. Tim from Bellevue, Michigan, he brought his concept to life. Incorporating a custom precision drive shaft and wrist tether for quick shutoff in case the Hemi got away from him. And of course, it's all sitting behind the snowblower blades. Now, I guarantee you one thing. I guarantee you that this Hemi with snowblower twisties in front of it will clear any driveway and sidewalks faster than anything before. This kind of reminds me of Tim the Tool Man, Taylor. Oh, yeah. He built a lot of things, didn't he? Anyway, how about a big wheel, though? Really? Yeah. How about a Hemi trike? Why not? Looks like the old red and yellow, you know, trike that we used to have as kids. Well, Marcus, out of Vancouver, B.C., he did it. From his childhood memories to create the Hemi trike. A larger than life of a beloved toy. A custom 4-foot wheel with Goodyear slicks for stability, of course, on the back of this trike was propelled by the 5.7-liter Hemi V8. That offered a thrilling ride. I guarantee it did. Oh, yeah. All right, for you hockey fans, got one. Yeah, Dan. Have you ever heard of Hemi on ice? He did it. Dan from Lindenhurst, Illinois, reimagining the tradition ice resurfacing machine by swapping the propane-powered engine for a high-performance Hemi power plant. Oh, yeah, equipped with the Mopar performance headers. Oh, yeah. And a Borla exhaust system. Oh, I've got one of those. I've got that on my little white stepside. Love it. The ice surfacing was transformed into the most powerful house of Dodge Viper seat for the operator. What? He's got a Dodge Viper seat like I'm sitting in? The Hemi-powered ice machine. Oh, yes. Good job, Dan. Absolutely. Well, let's take it one more step. What would you, Hemi? Have you ever... Oh, you folks really do love the shredder machine, don't you? You love getting those that junk mail or just shredding those divorce papers right in that thing, you know. That shredder, or whatever you're shredding. Watch out for your fingers. The Hemi shredder! It's alive! Randy. He did it. He devised an industrial strength shredder capable of learning, of tearing through anything in its path, from paper to CDs to phone books, the Hemi shredder and raw power is efficiently shredding everything in its wake. Oh, yeah, the legendary Hemi engine. Inside the shredder box machine, folks. Randy, you're a sick man. I love it. I love it. God, can you imagine starting that Hemi up, having that shredder in your office at your work where you're driving your Hemi to work, and then you get in there with all your junk mail from your house because you want to fire that Hemi-powered shredder up in the office and smell the exhaust with those headers on it outside, the headers coming out of the shredder machine box? What? Folks, come on. What would you Hemi? Well, now that you know about it, started back in 2008, Mopar, they call it the Hemi Day. You can Google it. Just Google Hemi Day. Get involved. Let's see what you can build. I know I'm starting to build one in my head right now. I'm going to maybe build a radio microphone so big that it has a Hemi engine in it so you can hear my signal. I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, hey. Hemi it. The old Hemis are a lot different than the new Hemis. Well, the size anyway. It's a lot different. That doesn't matter. Here on Auto World, we like to compare things too. So let's get to the segment we like to call Comparison Test. You compare this You use that word all the time. When you go to the grocery store, you're comparing the eggs to the apples to the, what? Yeah, the ketchup. You walk into the ketchup aisle. Do I, I'm not going to mention any brands. They do not need a free plug. But you're looking at the red stuff called ketchup. What is it? Just tomato paste? Yeah, whatever. Got vinegar in it probably. Yeah, yeah. And you decide, do I buy that brand, this brand, that brand, this brand, this brand, this brand, this brand? This brand? I'm just talking ketchup here. My dad was in the grocery business, and well, you know what that means? That means I learned basically marketing that is completely different than radio. I tell you what. But I'll tell you, shelf space, you're buying it. Height off the floor, the poor companies that are sitting on the floor collecting all the mop oil coming out of the dirty mop, they're not paying a lot for the bottom shelf. See, they're wanting to get up the shelf to where your eyesight is, and that's the most expensive shelf there is in the grocery store. And I'm going to state it now. Auto World is in eyesight. That is the price of the show. We're not on the bottom floor, folks. That's because of you. I want to thank you. Car-wise, Auto World-wise, you are literally comparison on the internet now, the interweb, comparing cars, trucks at all time. How about the Dodge Hornet, the Ford Escape, the Honda CR-V, Kia Sportage, Mazda CX-50, the Nissan Rogue, don't go rogue on me, the Toyota RAV4, how about the Volkswagen? You're comparing all the time. Well, those are just a few of the brands I'm going to be going through on a comparison test right here on Auto World. 2024 compact SUV for the real world. We're talking about it next right here on a real show, Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Where's my battery? I can't find my battery.
Drag racing.
Well, there's my battery. It's dead. Oh, I love it when the battery's dead, don't you? Just like the sound effect we have. It's time for the recall. Then we're going to get to our comparison test, folks, for the 2024 compact SUVs in the real world. Yes. Well, I think that's all where we're all living is in the real world anyway. Okay. Recall time. Then I'm going to, anyway, we're going to talk about Chevrolet, but here's another Ford recall, folks. Maybe. It is. Ford recalls nearly 500,000 cars. If you have one of the trucks, get it to your dealer for free repairs. What it's all concerned about? Batteries. Yeah, simple thing is a battery. They're recalling more than 456,000, actually 500 and some as I'm talking. It's not, the number's going up. It almost looks like I bought a lottery ticket here. Whoa, 700,000. No, come on. The Bronco Sport SUVs and the Maverick pickup trucks, folks, due to battery malfunction. The vehicles are being recalled. It's because the vehicles might fail to detect a low battery charge, which could lead to the power being cut off to the engine and electrical features of the vehicles while driving. That's right. How many of you out there, raise your arm, wave your hand to me, how many of you out there have had your automobile, car, truck, die because it just died and you thought you ran out of gas? No, it's because the alternator failed. Or battery. See, if the alternator isn't charging the battery, then the battery has no juice to carry over the power to your electrical. Can we call it a computer? Yeah, the brain, the heart of the automobile. And next thing you know, the fuel injectors don't know what to spray because they're running off electricity. So you didn't think you were driving an EV, did you? But you really, really are. You really are. Your electric fuel pump in the tank is running off electric. If you have no oil pressure, if the oil sending unit in your automobile, folks, can't detect or is bad, going bad, it can't detect oil pressure, it shuts the electric fuel pump off so it doesn't seize the engine up. Huh? Now, is that a lot of mechanical jargon or what? No, I'm going to slow it up now. If the oil pressure sending unit, doesn't matter the size of the engine, is failing you, how do you know if it is? By looking at the gauge. the needles bouncing around, or you got low numbers, or you got high numbers, it's bad. So they put in a safety feature that if they don't want you to seize your engine up, see, so the oil sending unit doesn't read the right oil pressure, and it turns the fuel pump off, so the gas doesn't get to the engine to start to keep the engine running. Well, in this case, Ford, over 500,000 Ford Bronco Sport SUVs and Maverick pickup trucks, battery malfunction. Here's the years. 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport and 2022 to 2023 Maverick. You can always go, you know, this is all according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA.com. Go there. If you have one of these, get it to the dealer as soon as possible, please, for an inspection. No charge. Free. Get them to pay for your time. Let's start that here on Auto World, right here with two shows left. Come on. Let's get them to pay you for your time, huh? What the dealer has to do here is to recalibrate the control modules responsibly enough for detecting battery charge. Or, better state it as, they recalibrate or recompute the modules in your car, in your Bronco, in your Maverick, the modules that detect battery charge. They're not reading correctly. They don't know how to detect anything because they're not working correctly. Now, I'm early, so I'm in trouble. Hey, that's what it's all about here. Send me the fines. No, don't do that. Ford notifies you, the owner of these, by mail on this recall May 13th. Here's the phone number. Oh, I'm in trouble. Ford Customer Service, 866-436-7332. It's all about you, folks. The power of you, the power of the people, and the power of helping you. That's what it's all about. I want your Maverick and your Broncos to run correctly. And by the way, I just gave you two models of the Ford. Again, there's nothing wrong with Ford. Again, it's just a module that needs to be recalibrated or reprogrammed, okay? They'll get it done. They'll get it done for you for free. They will. Guarantee it. Third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Chevrolet. A free engine. Now, that's a little bit more complex than the module replacement or the recalibrating, isn't it? Uh-huh. Okay, we'll get to that. But right now, let's do it. We got the comparison test here on Auto World. 2024 compact SUVs for the real world. Uh-huh. Well, that's where we're living, right? So, are you interested in a compact SUV? A lot of you own them. And we're going to go from eighth place all the way up to number one. Eighth, coming in at number eight, the Nissan Rogue. The Nissan Rogue. We're comparing them. Car and Driver compared them. That's who did it. Comparison. They sent it over to me. That'd be kind of nice to let you know. Let's do a comparison test on it. So let's do it. Number eight is the Nissan Rogue. 2024, by the way. Seventh place comes in at the Kia Sportage. Seventh place. The highs, wallet-friendly price with the Kia. All the bells and whistles with the Kia. Quiet cruising with the Kias. Here's the lows. Oh, so slow. Push on the juice pedal, doesn't go anywhere. And it's got the lows. Fuel economy is not the best. It's got the longest stopping distance, too. Nissan, let's go back to the eighth place here. The highs on the Nissan Rogue are the interior looks like a luxury automobile. It's got the rear seat welcoming you in to the rear seat. Lots of equipment. Low on this one, on the Nissan Rogue. Numb steering. Numb. Can't feel it. Falls way short of EPA numbers. All right, let's go to number seven. Of course, was the Kia Sportage. Let's go to number six. Number six, Toyota RAV4. Highs, the 4Runner, wannabe, rugged looks, of course. Yep, plenty of space for the people, all of your friends, your family, and all your stuff. The observed fuel economy, top of its field with the RAV4. Here's the lows. Engine strains and sounds coarse doing so. Off-road kit is a little hindrance on the road. Interior is more practical than pretty, though. On the number six place, Toyota RAV4. Let's go to number five. Number five would be this, the Dodge Hornet. Fifth fifth place. Comes in fifth place. The highs, oh, the Hemi-like acceleration. Highs, another one, sporty interior. The lows, Hemi-like fuel consumption, too. Low. Another low, painful over potholes. Ouch, ouch. Got a cramped back seat, too. That's the fifth place, Dodge. Let's go to number four. Number four on the list is the Ford Escape. Here's some highs. Overachieving, powertrain, rock and roll, surprising fuel economy is good. Well laid out infotainment, Santor. The lows, depressing interior. Huh. It's got a really wonky brake pedal action, too. And the exterior, period, on the low side, exterior is a little bit style-free zone. Let's go to number three on the list. Honda CR-V. Highs, the Ace of Space. Yeah, it's the Ace of Space. Pleasing cabin. Charming, charming chassis. Lows, lack of the pace. Missing features. Yuck. Smallest infotainment display ever. Not good. Okay. Second place. Volkswagen. What? Oh, yeah, a little four-door. Highs, American-style interior. It's Korean-level value. That is the highs. German correct suspension tuning. Oh, yeah. Lows, the lowest horsepower meets the highest curb weight. And it's got real fussy touch controls. Number second, number two. Now, so what's number one, then? And comparing everything. Mazda wins, folks. Number one first place goes to the Mazda on the 2024 comparison test of the small SUVs, the first place Mazda CX-50. The highs, it's a fetching wagon-like proportions of everything. Robust turbo 4. It's got the turbo, rock and roll, giddy up and go it does. Ride and handling in harmony. Thanks for joining me on the second hour of Auto World. Stay tuned to the third hour coming your way. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.